Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so how are we doing on this fine celebration day? 1,000 views. Get the information, please, in the description. And all is well. And I like to say thank you and thank you again. So today on this topic here is how are you structured? When there's a clown and regional threat, when we go outside, everything stays outside. It's like a container. But when we go to walk in a door, we know that there's somebody who comes in with us but is the outside stuff, that there's nothing really going on but them, okay? But when they come inside, we say, get out of here, and it already has get out of here because it's not the same. But when he's at the door and when he's at the other side, nobody recognizes what I'm saying when I say, please don't say someone is, like if they're saying ugly or out of reference, please don't do that. Because you'll never recognize the difference if they're inside or outside. If there's a clown outside, then it's a clown and everybody responds. But when the clown knows how to speak and walk in, there's no fucking body ever in the fucking world that ever would resent a bug-eyed asshole such as a clown-nosed hippie. Nobody touches another person ever again. When you recognize that you are that one, or when you're not that one, or with some group that says it and doesn't say it, if your mouth doesn't say it with theirs, then don't sit there and look like he was, that he's not the big round nosed ass one that just walked in. Don't look as if that didn't happen. Don't look on the right to say, okay, is it concerned? There's a person outside in that ventilated type of area. Do not walk in to explain. How are you structured to tell me anything about something that just touched dozens and not you, but your mouth is running? The unlimited focus is one that says, if light says it, I say it. That is a lie. If he has to run it, then recognize all the ones I'm talking about. When you take a walk outside, don't bring the stuff back in. But if you bring the stuff in, regulate what he has to know, then take him back to the places. But if he's at the places and he grows 100 more, if he grows to a maximum what he is, or if he grows where it's the person, like it's some kind of magical joke, do not ever talk to him. Do not let the other guy do it either. Make sure he's gone further than what that is. It's some kind of joke. All creatures and resistors don't want us to do it. They don't want us. And it's a fine time for them to mumble. If they know how to regulate it, it doesn't look like it until they say there's someone out there that's looking for you. And he's mighty disgusted. If you reference how you speak, each and every one has said lifetime. But when the right side comes back, it never is that one ever has said. So there is a structure that is very defined and cannot ever institute a place, okay? So if he goes out and he comes back and he says, okay, now I'm the person, it's some man, it is a man never. If the house shakes and we say God does that, but this thing does it, it is never to recognize people of the same ever again. If we all kind of like walk in and out and then we say people that are friendly and there's people that are mad and angry and boisterous, but if they're too out of it to do any of the things, then don't do it. But if I'm by myself and I say every right deserves a left, and each one of them say right, left, everyone's hooking on the zone, and it's like, okay, I'm here and it's nothing going on, then what are my eyes focusing on at rates that their so time label is not there? In other words, what am I focused on literally? It's a whack job, and they have it structured, and my eyes have to resent. So left, right is fine until I hear that they see and they have to look, child. When they look, they have to reference that I'm from the out, I'm not from the in, and stuff like that. So why are they talking, right? So then if they go a little further out from whatever this sphere is, and they go further, then they go a little further, they don't know exactly what they do ever. Then good, you know, we take their houses and build something and ship them fucking away. That's how, I mean, literally that is, if they're that structured to do nothing and structured, it's really magnified. It's not even grace, it's really magnified. So then if you put them all on something and it's just magnified, it works just like anything. Now, if you have a son involved, your feelings, like say for instance he's involved with that, but you knew him littler than the less that you already had that's the same as yourself, all of them eat the same foods and places and they mingle and stuff, okay, so the son and the littler, if I look back, there's always someone who's made me cry and I get sad. It's always the one who looks like me. So that is the son that looks like me and the babies and some of the husbands and, of course, the mom. Well, it's around those areas where people are more feel about their own selves, you know. That same thing, the one isn't. And I'm going to prove it to you now. And I only have about 5 minutes. If I get hung up 500 times, but I make sales on the 10th and 12th, then I'm fine. If their walk was always their own and mine was always my own, then everybody was always their own, then somebody's stealing. If the one who steals makes you sad, on the right side it didn't. if the one on the left side made you happy, then you'll walk towards happy in a minute if you ever are referenced happy, like, in a near future, but you knew you cried. And you know that's light, that where you see it first. If you get ready to walk into it and they say, yeah, it'll wash off, all they're saying is calm down a bit, bitch. And sometimes I catch them saying nigger, sometimes, okay? If I hear them say calm down and they're real slick and shit saying it, that means that they don't regulate the light like we thought. Okay, if they don't, and I said that they're the sun's lesser and stuff, and the sad part and stuff like that, it's never sad at the kingdom, meaning you've seen the happy place, and the sad was a fable, but we only know it when it's on the right. So when the right in the shines, and the sun shines, and everything sets and doesn't, then we see the light. They find stuff. We see it never was a part of us. So the sad is more, does it dissolve before our feet and heart and eyes notice it? It is a happy place, okay? There is no dissolve for the one that cleared all their issues in front of you. Those are the family members I mentioned, or the lesser one. They always resolved it in front of you. If I were to go pick up this whole book of fable, it'll show that they're all running scared and look whack. But the kingdom side, they're happy. Okay? So me walking up and it's on the right means that it's like a wash away. And I haven't seen it yet, but some idiot or nosy ass says, hey, the kingdom on the right and the right side grid, it's 5-4-2-3, 5-4-3-2-3. And here's all the numbers and here's all the codes on the other side. And then they come over here. Okay? That's the same as when I cried and when I felt hot in the back of the neck side. Okay? Once I walk up, half of those codes are to the right more. Then they bring them up forward and they go to witness him and I start laughing and it's the real stuff. Okay? Cash and the kingdom and the money and God and the real sun, which is on another topic. But the higher sun is there. The other one isn't. And then when we see tricks, because this is where we would be talking it, where the codes and stuff would be tricks, would come to tell me that it's not a trick. It isn't a trick when you see it first. When you see it last, it is a trick, but you remember the trick. But if you were to remember the tricks more from the back of your hand, but you're the light, that means you can play them any way you want. Even though, okay, so we're happy, but the sad occasion came up a bit, meaning I grew something. And those were part of those. And it's like, they'd be sad as heck if you didn't recognize that those people were lesser, literally, in a sense of less. But, yeah, that means they rise up quick and no one really is saying it, but it must have been said and somebody fucking forgot near me, okay? So that's about it. If that makes any sense, please give me a call in to the podcast. I'm on air often enough for the guest call-in is 515-605-9724. And please get all the information in the description so you can get in touch with me. There's an email and a business phone. I'll talk to you later. Bye.